Well, here it is, Sunday, again. And like all good Christians of the Episcopal persuasion, we found our way to Emmanuel for worship. In this morning's gospel, it was the Sabbath, and so naturally the Jews of Capernaum went to the synagogue. Perhaps, like some of us, some of them were still tired, not having had a good night's sleep. Others came with great weariness following a hard, busy week of work. Still others perhaps came in a rather irritable mood. In any event, from a variety of experiences in the week gone by, they came. They came because, for as long as many of them could remember, they had gone to the synagogue on the Sabbath morning. It was the thing to do. It was expected of them. You went to the synagogue, you moved your way through the fairly sober and predictable liturgy, listened as the scribes read a portion of the Torah, sang a psalm or two, and then you went home for the noonday meal, or to watch whatever sporting event was in season, or maybe to get in a little golf. But that was the Sabbath, and so naturally they went to the synagogue. However, on that particular morning, Jesus of Nazareth was there, and his presence would create a worship service no one would ever forget. This Jesus stood up as some kind of a guest pastor that day. Few, if any, had ever heard of him before. And once they looked in the bulletin and saw that he was from Nazareth, a few perhaps groaned quietly. But then he started to teach. And although he was no John the Baptist, full of theatrics and arm-waving fire and brimstone, there was something striking in the very way this Jesus spoke. It wasn't just that his ideas and vocabulary were fresh and innovative. They were. And it wasn't simply that he was a better orator than they had first expected. Rather, there was something in the very presence of the man that made you want to sit up straighter. Even the kids couldn't help perking up, slouching a little bit less, and actually listening more closely than they cared to admit. This man, he had authority. He had something that people found difficult to explain. Somehow they sensed that this man and the message about God's kingdom he was talking about, they were one and the same thing. They were just starting to realize that something extraordinary was happening when suddenly from the back pew a loud voice went up. "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God." Well, this was new. This didn't happen every week in worship. "Be quiet," Jesus commanded. And everyone there was glad that he said it, because you can't tolerate that kind of thing in church. But then Jesus said something that no one else had in mind. He said, "Come out of him." And no sooner were those words out of Jesus' mouth than the man convulsed. He shook like a leaf in a windstorm, and then he collapsed into a heap. But then this hapless fellow was better. The fire had gone out of his eyes, and a look of calm came over him. At this point in the service, and a typical Sabbath, people's thoughts usually began to drift to other vital things, like, will they get home on time enough to keep the pot roast from drying out? But not today. No one's mind wandered. No one turned his thoughts to the mundane or the typical. They had encountered Jesus, and he was all that they could talk about for a long time to come. Yes, it was the Sabbath, and so naturally they went to the synagogue. But on that particular day, what they didn't know was Jesus would be present. And by the time they returned home from the synagogue, the people had this overwhelming sense that they had been in the very presence of God in a way that was anything but typical. Folks, the thing is this. We Christians go to church each week. We know that Jesus will be present in our midst whenever two or three are gathered. But do we expect that this living presence of God will shake us up, make us cry out because of the power that is in our midst? Will it change the way we deal with each other in the week to come? We shouldn't need to see the kind of razzle-dazzle that the people of Capernaum saw that day to know that we have encountered something wonderful. Maybe we should even expect it. Because when you gather for worship and Jesus is truly there, not just anything can happen, but something life-giving will happen. Every time, we should expect no less. Amen.